Iran today welcomed a US report contradicting assertions by the Bush administration that Tehran was intent on building an atomic bomb, with the Islamic Republic saying it was becoming clear its plans were peaceful. The US National Intelligence Estimate said Iran had halted its nuclear weapons program in 2003. Tehran says it has never had plans to build atomic bombs and only wants to generate electricity. US President George W. Bush said today that Iran remained a nuclear threat, however, and all options also remained open. But US foreign policy expert at the University of London, Dr. Robert McGeehan, says the report will likely diminish the urgency of the debate.
It will certainly take the wind out of the sails of those who are calling for vigorous action against Iran because the threat is imminent. For Bush, it takes the pressure off him to do much more than keep up the diplomacy. Of course, the other side of that coin is that those upon whom the pressure will be used, Germany, Russia, and China, to increase diplomatic pressure on Tehran, will now say there's no real reason to do it because nothing much is happening, as you yourself just pointed out in your combined intelligence consensus. Debate will go on, but this will take, as I said, this will take a lot of wind out of the sails of those who are calling for either immediate or violent action.